We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. I understand I'm both an LPC and an LMFT. However, this is not intended as a substitute for professional services of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services.
Hey.
Hi, this is Emma. No, I beat you. Hi, this is Emma.
Hey, this is Sork.
Host of the Day Podcast, and we're excited to do another show for you, except for the fact that Zorik has, if you're is probably seeing my Insta story, it's a lollipop with a scorpion inside of it, and Zorik is licking it.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, ba-bum, bum, bum.
Well, at least you didn't sing the Lil Wayne version.
Licking, licking like a. Excuse me, sorry. I was in the zone.
So today we're going to be talking about things that we're considering no longer being deal breakers for us. We are pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone, aren't we, Zorik?
Push it good. Da, 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 da. This is going to be a musical version.
You guys, I'm actually really mad at Zorik right now. What? Because in our last episode, I said something.
You did say something.
And
you
he
did.
Took it out of context.
It is, yeah.
And played it at the beginning of our last episode. So I am a little upset at him for putting me on blast that way because he has all the control.
Okay.
And I control nothing.
So we're going to talk about what deal breakers that you or your friends should reconsider.
And I think you posting things without my permission is a deal breaker.
Oh, okay.
That's how
that you should reconsider. So you should.
I don't want to reconsider. It's okay. A done deal. But yeah, we have other things I want to reconsider.
Okay. So what? We're going to talk about that, and then. That's it, right? That's our topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can find us, everybody, on iTunes and Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on TuneIn. We're on everything.
Yep.
Everything out there.
Yep, yep.
So if you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast or leave a review. Hopefully it's really good.
Yeah.
Talk about how great we are.
How funny we are.
How funny we are.
How you all want to be best friends with us.
Yes, and how you guys get so much great information from us. How we are just encyclopedias.
Like, we're, like, really smart and such geniuses.
We are so smart.
So smart.
And you can kind of trudge through life with all the information we get.
And you're learning things from us.
Learning it all.
Learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you can send us an email at hello@daypodcast.com.
And you can tell Zorik that he shouldn't take my words out of context.
Okay. And you can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at Date Podcast.
Yep.
So now for the fun stuff.
Okay. I got two things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So what? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So we are going to talk about a wedding.
Who's getting married?
Okay. Did you watch Boy Meets World growing up?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Danielle Fishel, who was Topanga on Boy Meets World, got married over the weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To who?
His name is Jensen Karp.
Jensen. Is it Jensen Karpe?
No, it's Karp. K-A-R-P.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Crap?
No, carp.
Okay. Crap.
Please stop.
Okay. Continue. So,
they're married and they had a lot of friends that came. It looks beautiful. I love weddings. Like, I love looking at wedding pictures. It's fun. I like. Anyway, sorry. I'm like stuck in looking at the pictures.
I like the food. Is there pictures of the food? Like,
no.
Anything great? Because that's why you go to a wedding. You go for your friend.
I go for the open bar.
And open bar. and to meet people and have a great time.
Yes.
What else? What else do you go to weddings for?
I go for dancing.
Dancing? Dirty dancing? With the groomsmen?
No.
Or the groomswomen?
I don't.
You don't dance?
I dance.
What kind of dance? Like they do the chicken dance?
Oh, I don't like the group line dances.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. But it's fun. I love weddings. I love. Mm-hmm. So I think we love love. That's why we do this podcast.
We love.
We love it when two people get together. We love seeing that. We love analyzing it. We love it when people just have successful relationships.
True.
Actually, if every relationship was successful, we wouldn't be here.
True.
Yeah. So hold on. Let me take that back. We love love, but we love that we can help improve your love life.
Beautiful.
In a way that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what else about
so
the wedding?
So back to it. So Will, Friddle, and Ben Savage attended the ceremony. So it's beautiful. And one of the other actresses from Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter, was a bridesmaid.
Who's Sabrina Carpenter?
Well, I can't remember who she was on the show because my brain can only hold so much information at a certain time.
What I remember is Topanga, and who's the main guy?
It was Ben Savage.
But what was his name? It was like, but I just remember he had like curls.
Curly hair,
like
yeah.
Jerry curls.
Yeah, you're asking me to remember information that I don't remember
right now.
And
he had a brother.
Yeah, I'm stuck right now. And the brother, so Will Ferrell was in the wedding to her, or he attended the wedding. He wasn't in the wedding. And fun fact, her now husband is like best friends with John Mayer. Mm-hmm. And John Mayer like sang at the wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I want a wedding like that. How does that happen? Getting John Mayer, like $1 million.
Well, you also got to be best friends with him.
Mm. Oh, they're best friends.
Yeah. They're like close friends.
Okay.
Maybe
not,
best friends.
Not like legit. Okay. Close friends. Yeah. Because people say, oh, you're my best friend. And then sometimes it doesn't really mean that you guys are really best friends.
Do you think we're best friends?
Yes, of course we are.
Are you just saying that so you can shut me up?
No, I would never say that to you.
Fail.
My fingers slipped. Okay, so we love weddings.
We do love weddings.
And when is wedding season? Is that?
Isn't it like May through October? I think those like that's the big wedding
May
season.
May through October. I guess
because it's
so.
Like spring, summer, and then part of fall.
What kind of wedding would you like? Would it be?
I
in
think
the fall?
I want an October wedding because I'm a weirdo.
Do you want like
you know
Halloween?
This.
Halloween themed.
Yes, I want a Freddy Krueger themed.
Where's my pizza?
Please don't. Okay. Please don't. Okay, oh my gosh! Please don't.
Okay.
The door is open again. I can't.
Halloween themed. No, yep. No, it'll be like I picture your wedding as like a gorgeous white wedding. Mm-hmm. Lots of flowers, doves flying.
White is one of my favorite colors and I love pearls. So
I want a tiger at my wedding, like a tiger. I want a flamingo.
Are you Siegfried?
I want a magician.
Oh my gosh.
And then I want.
Are you five?
No, and then I want Elton John to come down in a helicopter. He's playing piano.
I actually want that now.
Oh, my gosh. You can't take mine. You just...
Well, that's what you get for sharing your beautiful Elton John dream with me.
Who else would I have? Maybe, like, Boys to Men, like, coming down.
Yeah.
Lowering them into the stadium in which AT&T Stadium is where the
actually,
wedding will
my
be.
Sister would probably want that because she's been obsessed with Boys to Men lately. It's really funny. Oh. She's been making me watch all of these Sunny in Philadelphia clips of the gang listening to or singing to Boys to Men.
Can we talk about my wedding? We're talking about my wedding here.
Oh, okay.
I'm
back
dreaming.
To you. Okay,
yeah,
back to you.
Me. So you know where the Cowboys play, right? AT&T
no,
Stadium?
No, I don't know
well,
that gigantic stadium in the
well,
middle of
it'll
Arlington.
Be, it'll be Boys to Men flying down, like lower.
What color?
Blue.
Oh, like, blue.
I'm
okay.
Wearing a Dallas Cowboy jersey while I'm walking down the aisle. And then Boys to Men is flying down and they're singing while I'm walking down the aisle to that song, I'll Make
but
Love to You.
But then that takes away the attention from you walking down the aisle.
No, but me and my wife, like, you know, there's a big screen, right? It's the biggest screen. We will be pictured on that screen.
But it's still taking away from you.
No, it's not.
You gotta think about logistics, Zorik.
No.
You want the attention on you all the time.
No,
and
my
guests.
And
if the boys to men are flying down from the stadium while you're walking down the aisle, people are not looking at you. They're looking at boys to men flying down the ceiling.
Yes, they will be. It's like parachuting down
the
ceiling. But so every guest that comes in will have to wear a t-shirt of myself and my wife. It'll have our faces.
So basically I'm going to have your face and one of my boobs.
Yes. Me and my wife will be on your boobs.
Perfect.
Yes. So there is going to be lots of attention.
I can't wait to meet this person that you're going to marry. And I can't wait to drink too much wine one day and then force them to listen to this podcast and say, so do you want me to tell him or do you want to tell him?
And then all my guests, such as Emma, will be rolled into the stadium in liquor carts.
Actually?
Like your...
That one.
Like your chariot.
I'm not opposed to that one. I'm not opposed to that one at all.
There you go. It's something for everyone. It's going to be a spectacle.
Obviously.
Okay, enough dreaming. I love dreaming. But that's my dream wedding. And then, you know, the Cowboys watching and maybe the Cowboys play a game after. Or they play during my wedding, they play like a game. That'd be great. Emma, pay attention to me.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to our topic now.
No, let's me talk about my second.
Oh, you have one more? Okay.
I have one more. So, you know, People comes out with the sexiest man every year.
Oh, let me guess.
Last year, it was Blake Shelton. Which I think is hilarious because although Blake Shelton is a wonderful country singer and I love his velvety voice and maybe not so much as velvety, but like as country, I love hearing his voice. You know, Redneck is one of my favorite songs. No, it's Boys Around Here is one of my favorite songs.
Is that really a song, Redneck?
No, it's not Redneck, but he says that a lot. He says Redneck in the song a lot. I'll make you listen to it later. Sangria is another favorite song of mine.
So what makes it sexy? Him sexy?
I don't know. People chose him last year.
Okay.
And that was my point is I don't really see him as sexy. I see him more goofy in a good way, like in a loving way. I say this lovingly. So I didn't know how he was chosen last year. Anyways, this year, although I have a love-hate relationship with him.
Wait, let me guess. Give me one guess. Two guesses.
Okay, I'll give you two guesses.
Two guesses. Can I have a clue?
Okay, so let me talk about this.
Okay.
So he was a guest on The Office for a while.
Oh.
And it made it really difficult for me to like him outside of that role because he did such a good job of being the antagonist when he was a guest star on the show.
Toby.
No.
Do you know Toby?
Toby Flenderson.
He talks like this. Hey. So it's not Toby Flenderson.
No, he was a guest star.
Guest star,
and on the show he had an American accent. In real life, he is British. You really don't know who this is?
Wait,
it's been all over social media, Zorik. Are you living under a rock or something?
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking. This is like a game show.
You're off today.
The Office. I'm trying to think. It's
Charles Minor.
Charles Minor.
Who's that? What's his real name?
One of the bald guys?
Well, I mean, he's not really bald.
I don't remember his face.
Okay. So it's Idris Elba.
Oh, but what was he?
He was Charles Minor.
I don't remember.
What his character was, he was hired from outside Dunder Mifflin, and he comes in. So he was hired when Jan got fired.
Okay. I get it.
And Or was it when Ryan got fired? Anyway, so he was on Michael Scott, and you know, Michael Scott like doesn't need to be micromanaged. So then Michael Scott left to start the Michael Scott paper company
yeah.
because of Charles Minor. Mm-hmm. And Charles Minor was a bad guy on The Office, and it took me a very long time to forgive him. Same thing with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's the sexiest man alive. Yeah, for sure. Congratulations. Yeah. I agree with this one.
Yeah, I think he's a sexy man. I mean, even the crowd can approve of his sexiness.
I mean, he's British. Like, he opens his mouth, and when he speaks English. In his British accent, and he talks about cricket and rugby, you're just like, okay, yes. I will do all those things. I'm a sucker for an accent, though.
I think that's all you need.
Yeah, that is all I need.
Okay.
Yeah. He's beautiful.
Agreed.
He's beautiful, so I am very happy. He has a 16-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he married?
He is actually engaged, and she is very lucky. So he is 43, I believe.
Okay.
46. I'm sorry. He's 46.
He's my age.
And his fiance. Wait, really?
Go
no,
ahead.
No, you're not. I was like, wait, what? His fiance is 29.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's a model.
29. I mean, 46 and 29. That's 17.
Yeah.
Echo, what's 46 minus 29?
46 minus 29 equals 17.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm killing it with numbers.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Anyways, so I just wanted to talk about that. 60's Men Alive makes me happy. I am wondering who else you're going to pick on this magazine. I might actually pick it up from the newsstand on Friday because I like seeing beautiful men shirtless.
Mm-hmm. That was April in the background.
She said no, but I do.
Oh, okay. All right. So speaking of things.
Yes.
That we want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So this episode is going to be all about us.
Yes.
All about us and what we think.
I like talking about myself.
There's no article today.
No.
It's what we think. And so we're going to ask, we asked each other a question, and we got some advice from April here. And we're going to answer this question. It says, deal breakers that you or your friends should reconsider.
Yeah.
So not necessarily you. Mm-hmm. But maybe you have a friend that has this outrageous thing that you're like, no, why do you even want that in a man or woman?
I am that friend.
Oh,
I don't have that friend. I am that friend.
Oh, okay. So since you are that friend, let's alternate. So go first. What's one thing that you think is a deal breaker that you might should maybe let go?
I think I need to stop being shallow.
There's a lot in that one. That's pretty loaded.
Okay. So I think I need to stop being shallow in the sense that I probably need to not care so much about what they're wearing.
Oh, they're wearing?
Yeah.
Okay. So if he, like clothes aren't fitted or something, or
yeah,
they don't match.
Clothes aren't fitted. They don't match. They like look a little outdated.
Vintage is in though.
I know. Cargo shorts, though, like, I don't think that's ever a something I'll consider not being a deal breaker.
Yeah, in the 2000s, that was cool. I had a lot of those.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If that's what you want to think.
They were cool back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So talk to me more about clothing. What else?
I think also one of the, I know a lot of girls do it. I know I do it now, like the black and brown, no longer make a frown. Mm-hmm. Tim Gunn said that as long as the tones go with each other, you're able to wear black and brown. However, I think that for me, this is my opinion. I think that like when men wear black and brown, it does not look good.
Black and brown is in though, but.
Right, but I prefer to see it on women than I do on men. I think it just looks messy on men.
So I guess what you're saying is that if you were on a date.
Yeah.
You're at a jazz lounge.
I hate it when you role play with me. I do.
And you're sitting across this guy, and he has like the shittiest clothes on, like clothing on. Maybe it's so baggy, and then he has.
Is he wearing JNCOs?
JNCOs, and then it's like black JNCOs, and then like brown shoes. But he's like so. He's just so intelligent. You guys are talking about life.
How is he not intelligent enough to know not to wear that? No,
but some people have that ability to like tell that, hey, I'm dressed like shit. Others cannot. So you're sitting across from him at like HG Supply over here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Did you focus just on his eyes? You don't look at his body?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Again, I'm trying to not be shallow, you guys. I can't make promises.
So what if he goes in on like he tries to kiss you with his just shitty outfit?
Is this the first date?
This is the first date.
I don't kiss on the first date.
Okay, second date.
I hope he's not wearing JNCOs on the second date.
So if he's wearing baggy clothes, you will not kiss on the first or second date.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. But let it go though. But you're gonna let it go.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I said I'm gonna try to not be so shallow. I can't make all the promises though.
Okay. So what I'm learning is that you're very visual.
Yes.
Like that's the first thing probably that you see with a guy. Like, is he dressed well? And then intelligence is next.
Nice smile. Nice smile.
Okay. Okay.
And then eyes.
Okay. So, for me.
Yeah, what's yours? Is yours as shallow as mine?
Well, it's this is not me, but it's like a friend.
Ooh.
Yeah, a friend that I've known for like 30 years.
Okay, so the friend that we both know.
Know of her.
Oh, it's
but like for a while she was like, how come I can't find a guy who's making more than six figures? Mm. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like it's just money. Money grows on trees, and it's just an unlimited resource. And if you fall in love with a guy, it's not because of his money, right, Emma?
Uh-huh.
One second. So if this guy was everything you weren't looking for, but he was a millionaire, you can fall in love with this guy.
I mean, that's a plus. Like, I think that's a perk. So that's a perk. That's definitely a perk.
No, but this is like her number one. It's like a deal breaker.
No, for me, it's like an added bonus. Yeah. Oh, you met all the check boxes and I get a bonus? Okay.
No, this is like, she was like, why isn't there a filter on Tinder for salary? I'm like,
do you remember when you were in elementary school and you had like 20 spelling words that you had to do?
Yeah.
And then your teacher gave you like bonus words.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a bonus word.
Bonus points.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
why are you spilling wine?
Drinking too much tonight. But so she ended up.
Don't waste it.
Yeah. She ended up finding a guy who makes less than six figures. And they're fine. And they're fine. At first she was like, I don't know. I think because she makes six figures too. So
okay. In fairness, though, because I've said this too, just about like where I am, just with my education, is that I worry about the guy's ego not being able to handle this, or like me having the education that I do, because that's happened before, where like the guy would always kind of throw it in my face, because you know me that like sometimes I just make stupid comments, and I really like common sense is out the window for me. And so I would make like, I wouldn't get stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I was like, well, I'm so dumb. And he's like, no, you're not. You have a master. And I'd be like,
masters?
I have a master.
What's the correct way to say it?
No. So it's a master's degree. But if you're just talking about it, I think it's just a master. Cause I have a master in family and marriage therapy.
All right. You show off. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you asked a question. Okay. You asked. No. Wait. Don't put it back on me. You asked a question.
I'm listening to your response.
Anyway, so anytime that I would like act goofy or say something, I'm like, my whole thing is like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I'm so dumb. Because I think it's like, it's just, you know, or sometimes I like joke, and you know, I've said this here too. I'm like really smart. And he'd be like, yeah, because you have a master. Like, I don't. And it was like, okay, thank you for making it awkward.
When you say master, I feel like completing that sentence with something like master diver.
Like master's degree, yes. Master. But like, I don't know. I have a master. Okay. I should be called Master Emma, damn it.
Master Emma.
You should too.
No, but I don't. You know what? Do you think that
because it, like, why do people with doctorates get to be called doctor, but we don't get to be called masters?
That's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Thank you, friend, for reminding me about that this weekend. You know who you are.
But I think that sometimes salary is inversely related to income. Because the most educated people don't make the most money.
No, that's true. I don't.
Right? So it's like inversely related. Like, I feel like the Mark Zuckerbergs and all them, they're just didn't finish, but they're billionaires, true. Right? So it's weird. It's just, I guess people who pursue master's degree and doctorate degrees are for the passion.
We're very niched.
Yeah.
We're niched at that point. But I get it. Like, I get where she's coming from. Do I completely agree with it? No, but I get that, like, from my perspective, it's about, like, I don't want this to be an argument between whomever I'm dating.
Yeah.
Because it's happened before, and I always feel like I have to protect someone from the reality of whatever the situation is, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah, maybe. But also, what do you think about this, Emma? Do you think that my friend's parents struggled when they were younger, and she saw that, and maybe she doesn't want that with her family?
Right, maybe.
Maybe. So, but
there's a lot of what-ifs factors here.
Yeah, and so I told her, you just need to forget about it. And don't even... She asks, too, like, early on. I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know how to ask somebody. I've never asked somebody, like, how much money they made.
No.
Like at least for, like, when you're just dating for the first two or three dates. Mm-hmm. But if we've been dating for a while, yeah, that's fine. You're going to know. But she just weeds him out that way. That's, like, the first thing.
Yikes.
So what do you have? What's your next one?
That's all I have.
That's all you have? Okay. I have another one. I have a thing for brunette women.
And
maybe,
not me.
And maybe I should, like, let that go.
Maybe you should start dating redheads or blondes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I prefer being blonde myself. So it's a lot. I don't know. I like being blonde.
So I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, start dating redheads.
And then exotic women, because my thing is, like, exotic women. Maybe I should let that go.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
From our private conversations.
Loves dogs. Maybe I should let that go.
Yes, I think people, like...
I don't know if I can let that go. I just can't.
Okay, here is my argument to that.
Okay.
It just because... Like, I don't love something doesn't mean I'm not willing to, like, tolerate it or accommodate my life for it.
Mm-hmm. So let's say your man had, like, two Maltese dogs.
Like you?
like me. But you're indifferent about it.
Would you allow me to pet them at that point?
Yeah, why not?
Because you yell at me when I pet them now.
Because they're old and they pee everywhere.
But I want to love on them.
Okay. But so if I don't know. I don't think I can, because I think I have to have somebody that likes dogs, that loves dogs.
But that's
dogs.
The thing. Like, I don't love dogs. I like dogs. If you give me a cat and a dog, I'm going to pick the dog.
But my dogs, I tell you what, they're my life. Like, literally, I feel like they own me, and I'm, like, always giving them medication. So I take that back.
I'm coming from the perspective of the person that doesn't love dogs but likes dogs. If I like you enough, I'm willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to support you with whatever you need about the dogs. Mm-hmm. That's something that, like, I would do.
Yeah.
So I think that's one that you can definitely get rid of.
I don't know about that.
I think you should.
That's up for debate.
No, I think you need to do it today.
Oh my gosh. I don't think so. Next. I have a lot of buddies that are on Tinder and Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this to Brian Howie. We went to a show, The Great Love Debate. I said, when do you know when the party should end? Like, when do you settle down? My buddies, they say, oh my gosh, I want to keep chasing the hottest girl. And there's always somebody else on Tinder and Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I think people out there, you shouldn't chase the look. You should chase, like, the values. I'm a therapist now.
You are not an honorary therapist. You are just friends with a bunch of therapists.
I am. And it's rubbing off.
Good.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
We've converted one.
Yes. But no, I tell them, and we went to New York. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my improv friends. We all talk about this. And we're just sitting around, you know, drinking and playing games. And like, we're like, guys, when's the party going to end? And, you know, buddy of ours, he's in New York. And in New York, it's apparently just date every day in New York. It's freaking crazy. And he's like, there's always a date. There's always a new person because it's such a big city. But
right.
But men out there, I think that it's going to be fun for a little bit. Right. Especially if you're in your 20s, like, you know, have fun.
I think in your 20s is when you have fun.
Yeah.
In your 30s is when you learn your lessons. Mm-hmm. In your 40s is where you get to appreciate the lessons.
Yeah. I think specifically for men, I'm talking about men because we're not men until we're 30.
Yeah. Because you know, your little brain has all that testosterone and is damaged by it.
Yeah. You need to get it out. All of it out. All the poison out.
Before, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you gotta like have
semen?
Fun. Maybe it's semen. Okay.
I don't know.
What did semen?
Because you were like, get the poison out. And the only time I've ever heard that was in the Real Housewives of New Jersey when Joey Gorga was talking about how, like, for him, like, not ejaculating was like poison to his body or something. So he had to have a sex like daily. It was hilarious.
Like semen like this?
Oh my God. Why did I even say it?
I heard masturbation is good for you, too. So, men in your 20s, masturbate as much as you can. And don't settle down because I think our finances are mostly settled.
Yeah.
Set in our 30s. And we're not on the chase as much. We're on the chase for the right person in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think, what's the moral of the story here?
We have to allow ourselves to be open to the things that we consider deal breakers. I think we need to allow ourselves to be out of our comfort zone, which is something that we talk about a lot here. And it's true because a lot of times, like, we can say, like, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. And how do we know that's truly not what we want until we've experienced that situation?
Yeah. You should let yourself try new things and meet new people, but then you can't manufacture attraction
right.
at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you know, some people have their specific ethnicity they like. Do you think that should you be open to different ones? I mean,
I think that can also kind of be part of your values. So like, if you want the cultural similarities to be a part of your value in life and like what you're going to pass on to your kids, I think that's where it can get a little tricky. Mm-hmm. So, because I know for me, like, I want to keep my culture alive. I want to keep my traditions alive. And I'm doing a lot more exploration into like what it means to be, you know, a Salvadorian American, and figuring out like what, like that balance between like Salvadorian and American.
I see.
You know? And so, like, I want to be able to pass those things down to my kids, and I want them to grow up hating, you know.
Don't say it.
Like, hating things the way that I did, too, which is a lot of fun. And now, like, in retrospect, you're like, yeah, that was the worst thing that could happen to you, like, when you were a kid. But, like, as a grown-up, like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things, and I'm sure this maybe happens to your family, where it's, like, it takes, like, 2 hours to say goodbye at any party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, it's not until you're pulling out of the driveway that it's an actual, no, like when you have left like 2 houses down that you've actually left. Cause you can like go in the car, get in the car, you're in the driveway, the car is on, and you're like, my mom would always talk to her friends even in the driveway.
Oh my gosh.
Like they would never leave. Like we would never leave until, and so I knew like once we passed the second house, I was like, we're good.
Yeah.
You can go home.
You can zoom out out of there. You should take an Uber home next time.
But this was growing up, dude.
Yeah.
This was life growing up. It was like the party never ended, or we just get really loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the story here is, I think everyone changes. So,
yes.
So when you're in your teens, you like this certain guy. When you were in your 20s, you like this certain guy. When you're in your 30s, you want something else.
Although I gotta say, my love for Leonardo DiCaprio and Nick Carter.
Oh my gosh.
Has not wavered.
NSYNC and the Backstreet, or NSYNC.
Nick Carter was from the Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio is just a American gemstone.
Yeah, we know that. Okay. From Titanic.
Yeah. Actually, I knew him before then, but it's okay.
Personally?
No.
You wish.
I wish.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we've learned a couple things. We've learned that, you know, if you're today, people out there, if you're dating, you're going to have a certain type. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're newly divorced. I met a divorce lawyer at one of our meetups, mm-hmm. and she does a lot of these like counseling for people who are newly divorced. Uh-huh. And they don't know what to do as far as where to go, what apps to use. And what I told that lawyer is, I said, tell your clients, just go.
Yeah.
Just get out there and like Emma, you said, try different things, because you might start dating and think, oh, this is what I want. But then as you evolve and mm-hmm. date more, you'll know.
Yeah.
At the end.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mic drop, for sure.
For sure.
Okay.
Boom. I gotta add, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh.
But I want to plug the fact that you and I are going to be joining our friends at the Everyday Therapy podcast this Friday.
The 16th, it's live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next Friday. Yeah. 16th. The 16th, uh-huh.
It's live.
It is live. We will be on their Facebook page, Everyday Therapy, and then we'll be able to be downloaded, so.
Okay, so I got
to. Listen to us.
Let's do a competition on that podcast. Let's see who can say penis the most times. Penis.
I'm sorry, Julianne, Whitney, and JC for Zorik. I apologize now in advance.
I will get it in one time. Let's get it in one time at least.
You're more than welcome to try.
Penis, just once.
No, I say it enough on this show. I don't want to say it on another show.
There's like cameras in your face and you're like, I love...
I can't. Oh, you're the worst. Oh, you make me so angry. Oh my gosh. I'm so annoyed with you. Like, okay. I can't with you right now.
Okay. So everydaytherapypodcast.com, and they're on iTunes and they're on Facebook. So uh-huh. We'll see everybody there.
Yeah.
And we'll
yep.
tweet and post and.
For sure. We'll be adding it on InstaStory.
InstaStory. Okay.
Yep. Cool.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for listening today. You know where to find us. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.
We're on Spotify.
We're on the internet.
We're on all the website. The things. Yes.
All the things, as Kale says. We always shout out Kale. All the things. We got that from
him. Is that from him?
That's from him.
Oh, I thought.
That was the first time.
Man, really? That was from him?
Yes, it was from Kale.
Are you sure it wasn't from a meme?
No.
I don't know.
Well, maybe he got it from a meme.
Kale, I'm gonna. Yeah, I think you got it from a meme, because I know what meme it is if you got it from a meme.
Well, I got it from
and
Kale.
And, sir, that's not original, then. I'm calling you out.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, all right.
Anyways, so, you guys can email us at hello@datepodcast.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter @datepodcast.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.